This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. Utah ranks fifth in the nation for deaths related to teen suicide, and our yearly rate of teen suicide increased four times faster than the national average from 2011 to 2015. Suicide is a tragedy, and it's preventable. Intermountain Healthcare is participating with community leaders in a new task force to champion and fund programs that support hope, the choice to live, and better mental health and quality of life for our youth. They've signed bills into law that will add counselors to Utah schools, support crisis workers, and expand the scope of youth suicide prevention programs. Intermountain and Primary Children's Hospital are also working to educate communities on youth suicide prevention, provide mental health services to adults and youth without access to care, and increase screening and intervention. Working with University of Utah Health, we're spreading the word on the new Safe Utah app. This free smartphone app provides real-time crisis intervention. It's a way for at-risk youth to submit tips confidentially on threats, bullying, and violence, as well as to text crisis workers 24/7 if they experience thoughts of suicide or self-harm or want access to non-emergency counseling. If active rescue is necessary, a crisis counselor may alert emergency services to immediately intervene in person. Speak up on suicide and if someone is at risk. Encourage your children and their friends to download the Safe Utah app by searching S-A-F-E-U-T. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.